Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
And yes, just as you heard in the illustrious intro from Morphicity Recording, yes, this is T.A. Scouting Scoop, T.A. the one and only, yes, T.A. tenacious and audacious, always, always very efficacious and sagacious, never the one to be mendacious, and of course, as you can see, very loquacious when we're talking about this Central Texas area football recruiting game. Yes, many of you tuned in last week when we had the Shirty 30 on our top 2017 prospects. Well, this week we have the Must Be Seen 16, the Must Be Seen 16, our current sophomores or the class of 2018. So we'll definitely be getting you that information. For all of you all that are taking time out of your busy schedules to tune in tonight, I know the Oscars are on, but hey, we're still going to talk about football regardless what's on TV. But again, like I said, make sure if you all have not done so already for your prospects out there, go to our website, tascoutingscoop.com, tascoutingscoop.com, the ones of you all who are in the Central Texas area, and fill out the student info sheet, the student athlete info sheet, just so we'll make sure we can add you to our scouting reports that we make available for all college coaches across the U.S. to be able to have access to. So, again, that's tascoutingscoop.com. Also, for those of you all out there that want to do some camping during the spring, linemen calling all linemen Saturday, April 23rd, Saturday, April 23rd in Temple, Texas at CTCS, CTCS, that's Central Texas Christian School. We're going to have TA's Syntex all linemen camp, all linemen. Linemen on the defense, offense, it doesn't matter. As long as you're a lineman, we want to make sure that the most coveted position in football gets a chance to come out and showcase their skills. So for all you skill guys, running backs, linebackers, receivers, quarterbacks, DBs, hey, Saturday, May 21st, Saturday, May 21st, that is the weekend after the state track meet. We definitely don't want to interrupt you guys while you're running track during the school year, but Saturday, May 21st, at the same place in Temple, Texas, CTCS, Central Texas Christian School, that is, come out, showcase your skills. Gonna definitely be a lot of fun. Always is fun, but this time around, we're gonna twist things up a little bit. Gonna have some pretty interesting things going on. Got some very effective coaches out there, and can't wait to see you guys come out and give each other the business as it relates to a healthy competitive environment. But nonetheless, want to make sure we definitely keep you all in high spirits and courage, and making sure that we continue to put your names out there to these college football programs throughout these United States of America. All right, without further ado, I'd like to bring on my co-host this evening, a gentleman that I've been knowing for close to 20 years now, one of our scouts here in the Central Texas area, covering the Austin area or the capital city area for us, Mr. Stephen Ross. Ross, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good this evening, T.A. Thank you for having me on your show. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. Man, hey, you get a chance to go out on Friday nights and see these ball players playing. So how is that experience for you, for our listeners out there?
Being a former football player and being one who enjoys football, I love to go out and watch guys play. It brings joy to my heart to see the guys compete in a very top level. And it's just a good way to spend a Friday evening, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. That's a good thing, because you know me, Friday nights in the fall are kind of like one of the ultimate natural highs that a person can have, if you ask me, watching these high school ballers go at it. But listen, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break, then we're going to come back right with the agenda as planned, and give you all our top 16 prospects here in the Central Texas area. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Big T Toastmasters located in Temple. But remember, Toastmasters is an international organization. If you want to or you know someone who wants to improve on their public speaking skills, the presentation skills, et cetera, hey, check out your local Toastmasters club. All right, Ross, we're back, man. We're going to go ahead and get this show started, so let's get rolling with the agenda.
All right, so T.A., tell me, what are the criteria on how you rate and rank your prospects?
Rate and rank my prospects, man. Whew. Film evaluation, varsity film evaluation. Now, that means is, does your game transfer to the next level? Yeah, you may have a kid who maybe outperforming another kid, but is this other kid feeling higher? I mean, does this kid have the opportunity to really, really grow, or has the other kid already reached his peak? A lot of prospects, like I said last week, are being ranked and rated primarily based on what they do in football camps or 7-on-7. I don't have a beef with football camps per se, excuse me, but my philosophy is the football games, they're played in full pads. So although camps do present some good tools or angles of evaluation, such as measurables, like height, weight, 40 time, et cetera, we see the NFL combine going on and people getting excited about who's testing well and also whose stock is falling because they didn't test as well. But for me, however, what you do in pass has to pull the most weight in evaluating prospect. I mean, it has to, because again, the game is played in full pads. People like yourself, Ross, I mean, I'm blessed to have you all on my team of scouts that go to the different games throughout Central Texas, and they keep me informed about the prospects who stand out tremendously. So that also helps. Now, recruiting. Recruiting plays a factor. Recruiting does play a factor. The college coaches, as I always say, they are the ultimate decision maker. They are, plain and simple. I mean, it doesn't matter what your high school coach says, what your parents say, what the booster club say. The college coach has the final decision. So let's keep that the way it is. However, whether or not I agree with their take on the prospect, it can help the prospect if he has Division I offers. But, of course, it's not the end all. Like, we have a prospect that is already committed to an SEC school, but he's yet to play a high school varsity game. So, again, and I'll mention that prospect's name a little later on, he didn't make the list, because my thing is, hey, I still need to see what you look like on the varsity field. Okay, so that's my criteria for that. And also, you know, hey, I think my own thoughts. Okay, so no matter what another recruiting site or service is saying about a prospect, that has no bearing on the way I make my ratings or ranking. Okay, so that's, like these youngsters say, that's 100 right there.
What?
So that's my take on that.
Okay, good. So tell me, T.A., what geographic areas make up the Central Texas region?
What geographic areas make up the Central Texas region? Well, of course, you scout the capital city area, of course, all those areas that surround Austin, such as Round Rock, Pflugerville, Buda, San Marcos, those areas that's just maybe within a 20-minute drive of the actual city of Austin, or Wilson and Travis County, I should say. And then you have what I call the Hill Country area. That's all the areas on the far western side of I-35, such as Stephenville, Brownwood, Marble Falls, Burnett, all the way down to Kerrville. Okay, all those areas that are on the far western side of I-35. Then you have what I call the heart of Texas area. That's basically Waco, Killeen, Temple, all the way out to Mahia, Teague, Fairfield, et cetera. Then you have the Brazos Valley, such as Bryan College Station area, Navasota, Iola, and those other, and Brenham as well, that lie around, I should say, the Bryan College Station area, or within
reasonable driving distance. And then, of course, you have the areas that lie along 290 between Brenham and Austin, such as Maynard, Giddings, LaGrange, and Burton, places like that, that pretty much you can find a lot of talent as well coming through those areas. And then, of course, contrary to some people's opinion, the Alamo City. The Alamo City is part of the Central Texas area, the southern part of Central Texas. So all those neighboring towns to San Antonio, they fall in the Central Texas area. So that's pretty much the prospects that we count for. There are practically about close to 300 schools, I should say, about 300 schools, both public and private in the Central Texas area that we basically evaluate prospects on week to week, and of course scout their film as well.
Okay. All right. Great. So I noticed you've been very excited about this 2018 recruiting class. So tell me, what is the position with the most depth in this recruiting class?
Whew, Ross, you're gonna like this, Ross. You're gonna like this, man. Those DBs, mainly the cornerbacks. Ross, you're a former cornerback yourself. You know, you played ball up at Dallas Madison. You played ball for the Longhorns for a bit, and hey, you know, the cornerbacks, man, they coming with it. Plus at this stage, I mean, you don't have a whole lot of sophomores that are just bringing it like that, where you just know the Division I. That usually is not determined until their junior year. Again, as far as what they're doing in full pads, okay? So you have, like, linemen that are still developing their skills, so you'll have just a few linemen that made the list. But mostly, man, whew, those cornerbacks, man, they are coming with it on this list.
Okay. Great. I like to hear that, being a former corner. So why so many DBs, T.A.? Why so many?
Well, it was just hard, man, to turn them down. Like I said, number one, you always have guys, again, that are sophomores that are on the verge, on the bubble of probably making the list, but they still need to present a little more spice to the game. However, these guys, man, they stand out. I mean, they stood out. Now, the list ain't all cornerbacks, of course, but, of course, that's the majority of the one position that dominates the list or whatever. But again, you just had guys, they just brought it, and they've already showed me that they have Division I skills.
Okay. All right. Good. So you talk about this thing called a TAD. What is a TAD?
A TAD stands for, is an acronym for a TA discovery. These are prospects that either myself or guys like yourself that's on our team, that we discover kids and make known who's out there doing the biggest things out there on the field, that's giving folks the business. And also, we report about these kids before other major services do. Okay, so if we, for instance, I love going to watch athletes in the country. I know a lot of those bigger name services, and I'm not throwing a shot at them, you know, seriously, with all due respect. But I know a lot of them don't go to those small towns. I love watching those country boys play. Nothing wrong with being country. But again, that's where I'm able to discover a lot of prospects. Or if I've been seeing a kid play since middle school, then of course I knew about that kid before everybody else. So again, that's kind of how we report on the prospect that we call a TAD or a TA discovery.
Okay, great. So for all the college football coaches and fans that are out there listening, what are the areas most heavily represented in your must-be-seen 16? I know you cover the Central Texas area, but what particular part of the Central Texas area is most heavily represented?
Well, to be honest with you, Ross, man, last week in the Shirty 30, it seemed like it was, you know, San Antonio and Austin dominating. But now the smaller areas pretty much have been dominating this 2016 list. Like I said, the heart of Texas area where, you know, you have the Waco Killeens and places like that, I mean, these guys are bringing. Now, of course, you have the guys from the bigger city areas on this as well, but these guys in the heart of Texas, they have really, like, shown me that, hey, they deserve to be on this list.
Okay. All right. So now, are these pretty much the only legit FBS prospects in Central Texas?
Oh, no, not at all. Like, we had some other kids that could have made some list. Like I said, a young man who's actually already committed to LSU. I mean, you know, he's just yet to – I have a strict criteria. So the young man is just yet to play a varsity game. I mean, this young man, of course, he's related to the Detmer family, or he's in the Detmer family, but that young man, he's already committed to LSU, but he was injured this past season right before the season started, so he's yet to play a high school varsity game. So, but, however, once the young man proves he's healthy again, get out there and do his thing, I'm pretty sure he'll rank very high. And, of course, we have other guys that are real close to making the list. One of my favorite prospects, Juan Lacia from Gonzales Big Bull. He's a D tackle and also an offensive guard prospect. I like that kid a lot, but he just barely missed making the list. And there are some other kids as well that, you know, couldn't make this list. But, again, like I said, when you're dealing with sophomores, you don't have a whole bunch of kids that have proven that they can play Division I as you do kids when they're junior year. Because, you know, the junior year, that's usually where the year that pretty much helps to elevate you to Division I status.
Okay. All right. Great.
All right. So we get ready. We ready to start this list, Ross?
Let's get it started.
All right. Go ahead and give us the first one, Ross.
At number 16, we have Mason Cooper, a linebacker from Waco Robinson, 6 feet 2 inches, 190 pounds, runs a 4.5 in the 40, and he is a TA discovery.
Yes, Ross. Mason Cooper, man, I got a chance to see this kid play as a freshman. They had him playing free safety. I went to the game when they played Fairfield. And this kid, Ross, amazing. I mean, amazing. Very raw to begin with, but has amazing talent. I mean, he doesn't back down to no one out there on the field. I mean, he's utilizing a variety of ways for the Rockets, like most small school prospects are. But he has a rare blanket pass covering skills as a linebacker. Again, he plays linebacker, but he also lines up at running back. He's on kickoff return and all those good things. But I love his ability to cover. Of course, he comes up and hits you and all those good things that a linebacker needs to have, but he has some pretty good cover skills, and maybe that's because, again, he was a safety his freshman year. But, again, Mason, he's a guy whose stock is probably going to rise. He has the body mass to add on about 15, 20 more pounds of muscle, and look for him to be playing Division I football after he concludes his career at Robinson High School in the Waco area. Now we do have a tie at number 16, a young man by the name of Trey Cherry, cornerback prospect from China Springs. This guy, he made a big name for himself on the camp circuit. One of my good buddies texted me some months back and said, "Hey, you ever heard of this kid named Trey Cherry from China Springs? Apparently, he did well at some camps up north." I looked the kid up myself, and come to find out, I got a chance to see him play against Fairfield. A kid that held his own this past year as a sophomore, went against some pretty good receivers, did not give up any big plays whatsoever. And Ross, he's been training with a guy that we're very familiar with, Coach Face, Larry Face Weathers, there in that Round Rock area. So Trey is a guy that will continue to get better. The way he's used on defense, he doesn't get a chance to do a lot of backpedaling per se to see how smooth his backpedal is, but the young man is making plays and he's getting better with time. So Trey Cherry is our other number 16 prospect in the Central Texas area.
Okay. Coming in at number 15, we have Jamal Williams, a quarterback out of Waco, La Vega, 5 feet 11, 165 pounds, and he has a 4.6 40.
Man, Jamal Williams, yes. Led his team to a state championship for the first time in school history. Man, that was a great game when they played Argyle. Great game. Argyle's outstanding team won a number of state championships themselves. This guy's a very consistent passer. Like you said, he stands about 5'11", Ross, but you would never know the way he stands calm in the pocket. He actually stands tall in the pocket and can hit those targets downfield. He has the innate ability to seal the line of scrimmage still, and, of course, he can take off when need be. I mean, 4'6 is not slow for a quarterback that happens to have a pretty good arm. His dad, Coach Willie Williams, is actually the head coach there in La Vega, and, of course, I tip my hat off to them for winning state. But Jamal Williams, he's a guy that definitely belongs on this list. So that's my take on Jamal.
Okay. Coming in at number 14, we have Rashawn Walker, an outside linebacker from Killeen High School. Stands at 6 feet 1 inches, weighs 195 pounds, runs a 4.68 in the 40-yard dash, and he is also a TAD.
Rashawn Walker. Oh, yeah, Rashawn Walker. Gentleman, young man, he attended our camp last year, so you guys got a chance to work with him during the drills when we combined the DBs and the linebackers together when one of the pass covering drills. But anyway, this guy, he didn't actually start off the year as a starter, but, man, he worked his way up to the starting lineup and didn't disappoint at all. He's a guy, one thing I like about him, Ross, that I tell prospects all the time, for safeties and linebackers, yeah, do well in the passing game, but how fast do you get to the ball? That's one thing about this kid. He hustles, Ross. You can coach somebody up on how to better tackle and things of that nature, which, like I said, the kid is very raw, has a high ceiling. But, man, he chases plays down, and he never gives up. And, again, he has, you know, the prototype size. He's still growing. Okay, so this kid, again, he's somebody that may rank higher in the future. We'll just have to see how much his game improves throughout the spring and also next season being his junior year. But Rashawn Walker is a guy that has loads of potential, and, again, I love his speed to the ball.
Okay. Great. Coming in at number 13, Tyrese Hurd, free safety from T, 6 feet 1 inches, 180 pounds, runs a 4.56 in the 40-yard dash, and he is also a TAD, a TA discovery.
Yes, Tyrese Hurd. I've kind of been following this young man for a while as well, and definitely got a chance to see him play in the playoffs. They actually knocked out Rockdale in the playoffs, which was a good game up until, I guess, at least the third quarter, so third maybe early fourth quarter. But this guy, Ross, you know, you and I used to have those arguments back in the day whether or not DB should come up and hit, but before I really became knowledgeable of the DB position. But, yes, this guy loves to hit, Ross. He'll come up and run support, and he has developed a name for himself as a hard hitter. And he also, of course, being a small-town kid, he's used on offense. He can make some pretty good things happen on offense, being at the receiver position. But he's a safety through and through. So keep that in mind. Tyrese Hurd, do not forget that name for you folks that are out there listening. Well, we're going to take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and continue on with this must-be-seen 16 list. So stay tuned.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Roberson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Roberson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robersonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
That's right. Don't face the legal system alone. The Roberson Law Firm. Give them a call. Hey, everyone needs legal protection. All right, Ross, we're back. Let's go ahead and keep this thing rolling.
All right. Coming in at number 12 is Elijah Hintz, an offensive tackle from Killeen. Stands 6 feet 7 inches tall, weighs 296 pounds, runs the 40 and 5.4, and he is also a TAD, a TA discovery.
Yes, sir. Elijah Hintz. Woo, Ross. Big man out there on the field, Ross. Big man. They actually had him lined up at guard this past year by talking to one of his coaches, and he's going to be playing tackle his junior year. Whew. Very raw, Ross. Very raw, has a high ceiling, has a very huge wingspan as well. Pretty strong, and from what I understand, he's getting stronger, and he's been working on his footwork. So this guy, depending on what kind of junior year he has, Ross, he could rank near or the top of this list. So Elijah Hintz, for those of you all out there who may not know of this young man, that's a kid you might want to come and see this
upcoming fall. Believe me, I plan on watching this kid play again. So, again, hey, besides, you know, he's a clean kangaroo, so what can you expect? But anyway, that's my take on Mr. Hintz.
All right. Coming in at number 11 is Jackson Player, a defensive tackle from Waco Midway. Stands 6 feet 1 inches tall, weighs 265 pounds, runs the 40 and 5.2.
All right, Mr. Player. This guy terrorized a lot of offensive backfields this past season. There was a quarterback that was getting a lot of notoriety from the local media, and this guy, Ross, he made this kid, unfortunately, look very ordinary. I mean, seriously ordinary. That's how much he's in this kid's face all game. I mean, this is a guy who never gets pancaked, and somehow, even if he's double-teamed, he's still going to penetrate the line of scrimmage. So Jackson Player, he's probably going to beef up about 20 more pounds or so before next season, so you'll see him closer to 290. But this guy, again, gets off the ball fast and does all those special things that you like to see in a defensive tackle prospect. So that's my take on Mr. Jackson Player.
Okay. Coming in at number 10, we have Tyler Dykes, an athlete from Iola. Stands 5'9" tall, weighs 150 pounds, runs a 4.45 in the 40-yard dash, and he also is a TAD, a TA discovery.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Tyler Dykes. Ross, you talking about some excitement. You talking about speed. I said it last week on the show. I say it again. I am a sucker for fast players that can ball. Okay, I'm a sucker for fast prospects that can ball. Okay, not merely track guys, but guys that have good football skills that also happen to be fast. So let's make sure we orchestrate the words in that manner. This guy was a state finalist in the 100-meter dash as a freshman last spring. Okay,
wow.
Now Ross, you got some Longhorn in your blood. This guy already reminds me of former Longhorn Eric Metcalf whenever he has the football in his hand. Now I know those are big words, Ross. But if you watch this kid's film, you'll see that I think he had like maybe 5 to 7 returns for touchdowns. Okay? You remember how bad Eric Metcalf was? You know what I'm saying? When he on those returns. But this guy, he can also play corner. Again, we got him listed as an athlete. So he can play corner. He can play running back. He can line up at receiver. The guy is just fast, and he's bad business out there on the field. So Tyler Dykes, look for him to be in the state track meet again this year, finishing near or the top of that pack as well.
Great. Coming in at number 9 is Jalon Williams, an athlete from Converse Judson. Stands 5'10", weighs 190 pounds, and runs a 4.6 in the 40-yard dash.
Yes, Jalon Williams. Actually, I was aware of this young man by a Judson alumnus, a well-known Judson alumnus, that said, hey, T.A., you know, we got a bad running back, but I think he might play quarterback this year. Yes, this young man plays quarterback. But in my eyes, he's more of a running back prospect. Now, he may prove me wrong by playing quarterback at the next level, but the way you see this guy take off, even though he has a pretty good arm, can throw those passes downfield, et cetera, man, he is very dangerous in the open field if he takes off running. This is a guy that you, a lot of times, unless you're just a big-time bodacious hitter, this is a guy you don't want to take head up. I mean, that's how powerful this guy is. Also, he has very good vision. He can break that long run at any given moment. It's just hard to prepare for this guy if you are a defensive coordinator because, again, he makes big things happen. So I'm very, very impressed with this young man and it's going to be interesting to see what he does his junior year for those Judson Rockets out there in the Alamo City area. We're going to take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and talk more about this must-be-seen 16. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleater Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, that's Inspired Design. Barbershop and Hair Salon in Columbia, Texas. All right, Ross, and I'm telling you, the way we're going through this list, believe me, Ross, you know how the game is played. You're going to have some folks that upset their names not on the list, and they're going to do all they can to prove me wrong. And I'm good with that, Ross. I'm good with that. But until then, hey, the list is the list, and we're going to keep this thing rolling.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Coming in at number 8, we have Tyrick James, a tight end from China Spring. Stands at 6'2", weighs 213 pounds, and runs a 4.8 in the 40-yard dash.
Ross, this guy, I got a chance to, like I said, see him play against Fairfield this past season. And, man, this guy, he's a hard guy to cover. You can split him out wide, or you can make him put his hand in the dirt on the line of scrimmage. He blocks well. He displays soft hands. I mean, he catches practically anything you throw to him, and he does not have concentration left. I mean, again, this guy can split out wide, and he always wins contested jump balls. I hadn't seen nobody that kept him from catching any highly thrown football that he didn't come down with. So Tyrick James, he's the only tight end actually on this list, but he's a guy that I was very impressed with the first time I actually got a chance to watch him play. And each week, even on the news station, you always saw this young man in the end zone. You know, somehow he just seems to be the only 7-11 tight end receiver that I've seen in this 2018 class. 7-11, meaning a guy that's always open. So, yes, so that's Tyrick James.
All right. Coming in at number 7, we have Tyler Vitt, quarterback from San Antonio MacArthur. Stands at 6'2" tall, weighs 195 pounds, and runs the 40-yard dash in 4.7.
Yes, Tyler Vitt, one of our scouts, Kenny Tanks, down there in the Alamo City area, got a chance to see this young man play. I think they were playing Churchill, if I'm not mistaken, and he had nothing but great things to say about this young man and told me, he said, T.A., this sophomore is not he's not anyone's joke, T.A. You've got to watch film on this kid. Like I said, he had a great sophomore campaign and showcasing the fact that he can make all those throws, that deep out, he can throw the ball downfield. He does not have happy feet. And he can throw the ball into tight windows as well, too. So look for him to continue to improve on his game and continue to make use of all his weapons. So I predict about a year from now, he should be a marquee prospect outside of the Southwest region, and you should see schools from various regions such as the West Coast and maybe even the Atlantic Coast coming after this young man because he is your prototypical quarterback.
Okay. All right. Coming in at number 6, Quandre White, a wide receiver from College Station, 5'11", 180 pounds, runs a 4.57, and he is also a TA Discovery.
Yes. Again, the College Station boys, I appreciate the coaching staff because they always email me every year their list of their top players, and they always make it known to me, hey, T.A., this guy, he hasn't started on the varsity yet, but watch out for this guy. He's going to be special. I mean, they do that, and I definitely appreciate that staff. Coach Huff and his staff are always keeping me updated on these kids. Ross, this kid, Quandre White, another 7-11 type of guy. This guy is a true playmaker and usually has his way with defensive backs. I mean, literally, this guy usually has his way with defensive backs. He is a scary sight on the island alone. I mean, he knows how to go up and get the ball. He knows how to run after the catch. Pretty good route runner as well, Ross, and he's also a guy that can make you miss in space. I mean, just watch his film where it just seems like how did they not stop this kid from getting in the end zone? I mean, because it seemed like the DB could be right there, and this guy just has the ball and go straight forward looking to the end zone. So that's my take on Mr. White, Quandre White. Remember that name. Remember that name.
Okay. Coming in at number 5, Elijah Hall, an offensive tackle from Bryan, stands at 6'5" tall, weighs 280 pounds, and runs a 5.2 in the 40-yard dash.
Yes, Elijah Hall. I got a chance to see him play against Temple High. Now, of course, you know, last week, on my shirty 30, Taquan Graham from Temple High, who you got a chance to see play against Round Rock. Now, I got a chance to go to that Bryan game and play with them. Unfortunately, those guys really didn't match up that game because I really wanted to see how Hall looked, you know, against Graham, and of course vice versa. But Hall is a guy, of course, in that game he held his own against the other defensive end, and also throughout the season he was able to make sure that he wasn't giving up any sacks or any tackle for loss, gets his share of pancakes blocks, and also has done a better job of keeping his hands extended or keeping his arms extended to keep the defender between he and the ball carrier. So Elijah Hall is a kid. Of course, he has some refinement to do in his game, but he's going to be special, Ross. And, of course, Brian High is a school that definitely has its share of tradition on producing Division I prospects. So Elijah Hall would just be just another one that you put right in that line of the guys they produced in the past. So that's my take on Mr. Hall. Remember that name as well. All right, we're going to go ahead and take one other commercial break before we finish this last four, so stay tuned.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Roberson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Roberson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robersonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right. Well, Ross, we're down to these last four. But one thing that I do want to make known to the prospects out there, of course, make sure you guys get your SATs and all that taken care of, T's and ACTs, because, again, those things are very, very important. All right, Ross, let's keep it moving.
All right. Coming in at number four, Jaqueline Crawford, a quarterback from Rockdale. Stands 5 feet, 10 inches tall, weighs 160 pounds, runs a 4.38 in the 40-yard dash, and he is also a TAD, a TA Discovery.
All right, yes, Jaqueline Crawford. Ross, you got a chance to see him play yourself against, I think it was Taylor, right?
Yes, against Taylor.
and I remember you telling me you were very impressed with the kid's game, but anyway, yes, I got the chance to see the young man play myself twice past season against Cameron Yeo and also in the playoffs, a playoff loss when he lost to Teague. Teague did a good job of keeping him in check when he was on offense. So they knew basically what they needed to do to win that game. And trust me, they won that game in a big way when it was all said and done. But Jaqueline Crawford, Ross, again, I'm a sucker. Football players with speed, okay? Good football players with speed. This guy, probably the fastest prospect in this entire class in Central Texas in the 2018 class. He's also a guy that's going to be making multiple trips to the state track meet. I found out about this guy when he was actually still in middle school. A gentleman by the name of Coach Levi Murray Washington out there in the Austin area told me that this kid ran summer track for them and to keep my eyes on him, man. Ross, this kid, whoo, he has been nothing short of spectacular. Sometimes, though, I got to admit, I get a little disappointed with the kid because he's so fast, and he knows he's fast, that he toys with the guys that are chasing him when he's running back a punt or interception, not making himself look fast just because he knows that the guys are not going to catch him. But, man, this guy's silky smooth on that island, Ross. I mean, if you're throwing the ball deep on him, hey, look for him to come down with the football. This guy rarely gets tested, and when he does get tested, it's usually an interception or a deflected pass. So, Jaqueline Crawford, woo, good speed, Ross, good speed. You know what I mean? All day long, man. Again, like I said, the kid is silky smooth, and I'm always excited to watch this kid on the field. So, Jaqueline Crawford from Rockdale High School.
All right. Coming in at number three, we have Trayvon Moreig Woodard, a cornerback from Smithson Valley, stands 6 feet, 2 inches tall, weighs 175 pounds, and runs the 40-yard dash in 4.5.
Yes. Trayvon Moreig Woodard. This guy, Ross, has, of course, like you said, being 6'2", he's the prototype size. I mean, in recruiting, the tall cornerback is what's in right now, the tall cornerback. I mean, we see it even in the NFL, but this guy, he's not
excuse me, he's not merely just measurable. This guy is a ball-hawking ball player. Okay, I mean, you just look at his film. He has, like, countless interceptions on there. He's a hard guy to throw slants on because he's very physical at the line of scrimmage. He's a hard guy to throw jump balls on because, again, he's already tall and he has good leaping skills. And also, man, he's just a cerebral type of DB. I mean, when you got a cornerback with ability but with a lot of smarts, again, a high football IQ, it's going to be dangerous to play against that guy. I mean, plain and simple. So look at his film. You'll see how many interceptions that this guy has, and it's going to be hard for college coaches to convince me that they know of a lot of other guys in that class that's better than him. I'm not going to say he's the best in the country in his class at his position, but you're going to have a hard time convincing me that you have a whole lot of other guys that are better. I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't believe that. If so, if they say so, I should say. But anyway, that's the story on Mr. Morig Woodard.
Okay. Coming in at number two, we have Marquise Conchola, a defensive tackle from College Station. Stands 6 feet 3 inches tall, weighs 275 pounds, runs a 4.9 in the 40-yard dash, and he is also a TAD, a TA discovery.
Yes, again, much again to the help of his high school coaches, that's how I was able to find out about this young man so early. Marquise Conchola. He lines up at defensive end, but he's more of a defensive tackle. I mean, just looking at his build and everything. Gets off the ball really fast. Ross, this guy, he plays like his pants are on fire with a refuse-to-be-blocked attitude. A refuse-to-be-blocked attitude, Ross. You're just not going to stop him. Plain and simple, you're just not going to stop him. Just try to double team, do what you can, but you're not going to stop him with one guy, all right? This guy is still relatively unknown in many circles, but believe me, that is going to change pretty soon, okay? So again, Marquise Conchola, he's a guy that you definitely have to keep your eye on. Remember, it's hard to find legit defensive linemen, good defensive linemen, especially defensive tackles. This guy, again, he's playing in, so that's helping his stock. That helps the stock even more with me because how fast he gets off the ball on the edge. Now, just imagine him lining up over the center or over the guard and getting off the ball like that. Man, he's just going to cause so much chaos, even more so in the middle, that teams ain't going to have no trust but to run to the outside. So that's the take on Mr. Conchola. Now, for all those out there listening, I failed to mention earlier that after this broadcast, following this broadcast, you can go on our website or our blog site. I mean, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you'll be able to see this entire list and the things that we have to say about these prospects. Well, Ross, I'm going to go ahead and give a drum roll before you name our number one prospect. So here we go.
Coming in at number one, we have Caden Stearns, an athlete from Cibolo Steel High School. Stands 6 feet 2 inches tall, weighs 175 pounds, and runs a 4.48 in the 40-yard dash.
Ross, woo, Caden Stearns. Now, with all due respect to Caden, I'm only going to mention his older brother because I want to make it known that his older brother, Jordan Stearns, who plays safety for Oklahoma State, Caden is actually better than what Jordan was at his age. Okay, I saw Jordan play in high school. Jordan was actually my top-ranked safety in the class of 2013, I believe, coming out of Cibolo Steel. So this kid, Caden, I have him classified as an athlete because he can play both safety and receiver. He has so much range, Ross. Oh, Ross, he has a lot of range. You know how I like those safeties, man, that can spread all over the field. Okay, this guy knows how to go up and get the ball. I mean, that has very strong instincts, knows how to come up and run support, lay good hits on people. Again, he flies to the football. He's an outstanding return man as well. When he gets interceptions, if he doesn't fall on the ground because he's making an athletic play, he's looking for the end zone when he runs back. As a receiver, he's a dangerous guy on the island. Okay, so, again, you may see this kid getting recruited as a receiver, but I think the wise thing to do is recruit this guy as a safety prospect, albeit I have him listed as an athlete. So, again, Caden Stearns,
man, whew, this guy, he's amazing, Ross, and he takes care of business anywhere he lines up on the field. That is a true athlete on the field. Caden Stearns from Cibolo Steel High School, one of our top powerhouse programs in the Central Texas area. Well, Ross, hey, man, so what you think, man?
This is a very good list of athletes. As you mentioned, the list is defensive back heavy, which I don't have a problem with. A lot of wonderful athletes, a lot of guys with a lot of great skill sets. Some of the guys I've had an opportunity to see, and so I'm glad that they were able to make this list. Great show tonight. It's a great list. I'm looking forward to see a lot of these guys in action during this upcoming football season.
Well, all right. And Ross, as always, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show. Man, whew, always, you know me, it's always a part of my natural high to talk about this high school football recruiting amongst these Central Texas student-athletes. So thank you, Ross, for coming on the show this evening. Look forward to having you on more shows in the future. Talk about what we know best.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right. Again, prospects out there, make sure, again, after this broadcast, that you go to our blog page, CentexFootballScoop.blogspot.com, CentexFootballScoop.blogspot.com, to check out the list. And also, for those of you all out there who haven't taken your SATs or ACTs, please get that taken care of. We want to make sure that you guys are eligible for college coaches, academically eligible for college coaches to be able to recruit you. Believe me, get this stuff out the way while you are still young in the game. Also, hey, continue to work hard in that offseason. Again, they're going to be guys whose names weren't mentioned on this list. They're going to have chips on their shoulders, and that's good with me because that will do nothing but further elevate the football recruiting game in the Central Texas area. I love it when prospects are out on a mission to help prove that they are worth talking about and worth being listed. Well, for myself, for Scott Ross, and for all those out there that are listening, you guys be safe, enjoy yourselves, stay on top of those books, and always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. Be blessed.